This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
All right, here we go. Travis Thomas Experience back on WEEI. I've missed you all so, so much. Oh, my goodness. I've been thinking about all of you all week because this has been a boring-ass Super Bowl week, hasn't it? Is it just me? Am I tripping? That's why I love talking to you all, because sometimes I'll say something, you'll agree with me. You'll call me up. You'll let me know, 617-779-7937. Sometimes I'll say something and you'll disagree with me. And I'm not one of those people that sit here for 3 hours. I'm with you till six tonight. I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and yell at you and tell you I'm the only opinion that matters and I'm right and you're wrong and I'm smart and you're dumb. That's not who I am. Sometimes I say, listen, if I'm out of line, if I'm out of pocket, please tell me I'm tripping. You can call me and tell me that too, 617-779-7937. I ask because this has just been a boring Super Bowl week. I don't remember it being like this. Even the first time it was Eagles-Chiefs, there was some excitement there. This Eagles was an upstart team, Jalen Hurts, this young quarterback, the Chiefs dynasty, we were in the midst of it, and it was exciting. This is just, is it because we're seeing it again? Is that why it's not boring? Are we sick of the Chiefs? I mean, what the hell's going on? Or is it me? But I've been bored all week. I mean, the biggest storyline we covered on Nesson, for those of you who don't know, I host shows on Nesson as well. Check us out. We're also have a lot more presence now on YouTube, so you can go on YouTube and check out all the shows if you don't have Nesson on your cable provider. But the biggest storyline, I would say, from the week that I talked about 1,000 times over has been the comparisons between this current Chiefs dynasty and then the past Patriots dynasty. And listen, I'll be honest. You know, I talked about it every way possible this week, but my last day in the studio, I got a chance to interview former Pats quarterback Drew Bledsoe, and it was such an in-depth, really good interview. I would tell you to go check it out on YouTube right now or when you get a chance. But, you know, we've all heard Drew in interviews and got to know him over the years through playing here, and we all know the story with him with the Patriots. And we all know how intelligent he is and well-versed. But talking to him about the comparisons, I thought for sure, across the board, he wouldn't even entertain it. I thought he would just say, hey, it's the Patriots, it's not even close. But in talking with him, I sort of landed on a few things. So let's start with the one that everyone's talking about, the Brady and Mahomes comparisons. Now, I, much like you, think it's just too premature. First of all, Brady beat him head-to-head twice, both with the Patriots and the Bucks in the Super Bowl, okay? So you're never going to live down that 0-for-2. That's just not going to happen. Why it's premature is because Mahomes will need to pass Brady in terms of being the Lord of the Rings to even have the conversation. But you're still going to have that caveat. You're still going to have that, well, he couldn't beat Brady head-to-head. So the only chance for Mahomes to pass Brady in the GOAT combo or at least have an honest debate would be to pass him in rings, which is possible. I don't think it'll happen, but it's possible. Okay. Now, I'll tell you this. You know, with that being said, the Mahomes kid is great, and all of us can see it. He's certainly more athletic than Brady. I don't think anyone will argue that. He makes throws off platform. He's a great leader like Tom was. And what I've been impressed with Patrick Mahomes the most during this Chiefs dynasty that I watched Tom Brady do as well is Patrick Mahomes has won with different iterations of the Chiefs. What I mean is, you know, when his career started, he had Tyreek Hill. He had a younger, more explosive Travis Kelce. He had more weapons. I mean, they were putting up incredible numbers. He's breaking records. They're putting up video game numbers. I mean, this was almost greatest show on turf kind of stuff that Mahomes was doing. Patriots beat them too. Sorry, I had to get that in. But as time has gone on, you know, they lose Tyreek Hill. Kelce gets older and slower. Now I'm seeing Patrick Mahomes, just like Brady, pre-snap, he's excellent. In the pocket, he's patient. He's dissecting your defense. He is awesome. That's what we saw with Brady. I mean, now, obviously, we saw more of that with Brady. Great defense, death by a thousand cuts. I'll stand in the pocket and destroy you. But when Brady, the rare times in his career, when he did have the weapons, i.e. Randy Moss, we saw video game numbers, just like we did with Mahomes. So I will give Mahomes that credit. Not saying he's greater than Tom, but at least I've seen that part of Mahomes just like I did that part of Brady. And I do appreciate that. I appreciate he can win with weapons or he can win with defense and his mind. I like that about him. Now, here's my concern. You know, when I say Mahomes has to pass Brady and get more rings in him, that means longevity. We know how long Tom played. But we also know how psychopathic Tom was about his body. I don't see that with Patrick Mahomes. And this isn't a diss, because I'm body type, I'm closer to Patrick Mahomes than Tom Brady. But Mahomes has that dad bod, doesn't he? He's already had ankle issues. So I have some concerns there when it comes to longevity. Here's the other thing. You know, not to say you could see Tom every now and again in an off season. He may have a tequila or two, but for the most part, it was water, avocado ice cream, right? I mean, beet shakes, wheat grass. I mean, we've seen Mahomes on the weekend cutting the grass with a Bud Light or two. So I think it's going to be a little difficult for him to pass Tom. And I'll be honest, I think Patrick Mahomes is already the second greatest quarterback of all time. It's already over. He's passed all the Mannings. He's passed every damn body. I don't care who you name. And I grew up watching Montana. Montana couldn't do half the crap this kid can do. So I think when it's all said and done, Mahomes will be closer to LeBron than Jordan. You follow me on that? Tom's Jordan. Mahomes is LeBron. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I'll put that part to bed. Here's the other part I'll put to bed. Advantage Patriots. Gronk is the GOAT tight end over Travis Kelce. And I understand the debates, but where the debate ends for me, and I'm sure you feel the same way, is because Gronk was an all-time blocker. He could be the GOAT tight end blocking if he never caught a pass. Travis Kelce is an excellent wide receiver. I'm fine with the debate that he's a better wide receiving. He's a better receiving tight end than Travis Kelce. I don't have a problem with that. Kelce's a better receiving tight end than Gronk. I don't have a problem with that. But Gronk is a better overall tight end because he's an all-time blocker. So I'm going Gronk there. Now, the debate here, Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, and it really was Drew Bledsoe that opened my eyes to this. I just talking this out with Bledsoe, I was sort of talking out loud and just saying, I've seen Andy Reid win with multiple quarterbacks. I've watched Bill struggle without Tom, no matter who the quarterback was. So, you know, I at this point, especially if this team three-peats tomorrow, I'm willing to go Andy Reid here for the GOAT. And I thought for sure Drew Bledsoe was going to be like, nah, man. And Bledsoe said, listen, you know, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard, Trav. He said, not only has he won with different quarterbacks, but his players love him. Some guys love Bill. Bill has his guys, but a lot of guys can't stand him. And he did a lot of guys dirty, cutting dudes before they get paid. You know, getting, now we give him credit for this, getting rid of guys before they got to the end of their primes. We give him credit for that. But if you're a player, that can't feel great. Every former player I worked with, one in D.C. and Brian Mitchell, who won a Super Bowl with the Redskins. But at the end of his career, he played in Philly. I mean, he still calls Andy Reid almost daily. They're BFFs. He played with him for like two seasons. He loves him. So former players worship Andy Reid. I was looking at a list of quarterbacks that Andy Reid has coached in his career. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Doug Peterson, Donovan McNabb, Coy Detmer, A.J. Feely, Mike McMahon, Jeff Garcia, Kevin Cobb, Mike Vick, Vince Young, Nick Foles, Alex Smith, Chase Daniels. I mean, I'm running out of breath. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Hey, he didn't win it with Andy Reid, but Nick Foles won a Super Bowl there in Philly. Matt Moore, Chad Henne, Blaine Gabbert, Carson Wentz. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I think that's where you can have a real debate. The Chiefs, you got to win more rings as a franchise before you're telling me you're the Patriots dynasty. Mahomes, you got to play as long. And because Brady beat you head-to-head, I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to have to get more rings than Tom. And then as far as I'm concerned, because Gronk was better all around than Travis Kelce, receiving and blocking, big game clutch. I mean, what the hell can you say about Gronk? The only thing you could say is, you know, he missed time because of injury. I'll give you that, but he still blocks better than Travis Kelce, so I'm going Gronk there. The only one I'll take, debate-wise, dynasty versus dynasty, is the head coach. I think it's a fair one. I think it's a fair debate to have. But that was the most exciting part of the week, is the debate about the dynasties. Let me ask you, do you actually care about this matchup? Didn't we just watch this a few Super Bowls back? That's a problem, right? We don't have any fresh blood in this game. Both teams are boring personality-wise. There's no drama. There's no soul. No personality on either side. The Pats dynasty was entertaining, and they didn't want to be. They weren't even trying to be entertaining, and they were still entertaining. I mean, those early Pats teams where you do give Belichick way more credit, the defense. I mean, that defense had personalities up and down. It was amazing. Then by the time we got to the Tom era, where Tom was winning the Super Bowls and Edelman and Gronk, it was all about Tom and his greatness. That's interesting. But, I mean, this stuff is just, oh, my God. And, by the way, I think I am uniquely qualified to talk about this because I wasn't in the market during the Pats dynasty. I'm not from this area. I was still entertained. I was more entertained during the Patriots dynasty than this Chiefs nonsense. I mean, it's just so boring. These guys are boring, man. They really are. And so are the Eagles. Listen, I'm finding myself more interested in the spread, both food and gambling wise. I'm serious. I care more about the halftime show. I want to see Kendrick. I care about the commercials for the first time in my life. I've never gave a rat's ass about the commercials. Now I want to watch the commercials because I don't care about the game that much. This is new territory for me. I don't remember being this bored in the entire week leading up to the Super Bowl. Am I alone or do you feel the same way? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter as well. David, let's take one call before we go to break here. My man Mike on line one. Mike, are you bored with this Super Bowl week? Or are you fired up for it?
Trav, man, I'm not bored at all. I think there's a lot of layers to this, right? I think the three-peat thing is fascinating. It's boring, and I think it's – I do not think the Chiefs are that good. I mean, they had a – you know, they're a couple bounces away from being a wild card team this year, if you really look at it. I mean, they're a loss. But I also think what's fascinating is Nick Sirianni was on the chopping block, and then Saquon Barkley, the Giants don't want to give him a contract, and next thing you know, he's the catalyst to this team.
Yeah.
I think it's unbelievable, and I'm just going to go back. You had so many good layers here. When you go to the tight end comparison, I'm not even going to give anybody the Kelce the better receiving tight end than Gronk, because Gronk was an absolute nightmare. If you put a corner on him, he would just be too physical. Mm-hmm. If you put a linebacker or a safety on him, he was too fast. I go back to the AFC Championship game when the Pats played the Chiefs, and J.C. Jackson completely shut Travis Kelce down. If you want a comp for Travis Kelce, I'm going to say Aaron Hernandez. And I know we don't like to say that name a lot, but Aaron Hernandez was way more like Travis Kelce than Gronk. I think Gronk was a mismatch, a nightmare across the board.
Yeah.
And now if you want to get into the blocking, he could be the greatest blocking tight end of all time.
Yeah.
And he's the greatest receiving tight end of all time. I don't think it's even close, but no, I think it's a fascinating. And your take on Andy Reid is very compelling. And, I never really thought about it, but I mean, you look back, I mean, they were on the cusp with Donovan McNabb multiple times.
Yes.
And I just want, you know, Trav, just watch that offense. It's unbelievable. The motion, the deception. And you know what? I really believe Josh McDaniels is going to bring that back here. I think Josh McDaniels taking a step away from the game is going to really help him and the Patriots. But I just think there's so many fascinating things to this. But I'll tell you this. If the Eagles do not turn the ball over and they stay away from negative plays, I think they win this game by double digits. I really do, Trav. Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike. Wow. All right. How about that prediction there? You know, he makes a great point about the Chiefs being in these, like, really close games. And he said, you know, they are a bounce or two away from being a wild card team. He's absolutely right. While I have been bored this week with the Super Bowl coverage and the hype around it, you know what? Just hearing Mike talk, maybe the excitement in a lot of ways from the Chiefs is stylistically. It comes from these close games because they don't blow anyone out, right? It's all close games. It's high drama. And so I guess in a way that is their spice. That's their, you know, that's a seasoning they put on to add a little. That's their hot sauce. It's just stylistically they're in really tight games down to the wire, so that keeps you on the edge of your seat. But I tell you what, that's on the field. As far as the week goes, I've been pretty bored, but Mike makes a lot of great points. And by the way, I wasn't saying that I think Kelce's a greater receiving tight end than Gronk. I'm saying I can at least take that debate. We can argue about that. We can go back and forth. I would understand someone taking the side of a Travis Kelce in that argument. But I just, as far as the GOAT tight end, I think Gronk is the greatest blocking tight end of all time. And certainly you have a debate receiving-wise. And by the way, you know, clutch. I mean, he did everything. He did everything. He was an absolute monster. I think he's the GOAT. And those guys are tight, too. I like that about them. All these guys are tight. Brady and Mahomes are cool, too. And Andy Reid and Bill are as well. So it's fascinating stuff. If you want to weigh in on that, you can as well. Patriots versus Chiefs dynasty. 617-779-7937. We've got a packed show for you. We're still going to preview the big game coming up. In fact, when we come back from break, I'll give you my prediction, my score prediction in this one. In the meantime, in between time, I need to hear from you. Call me. Here's my question. Does this Super Bowl feel boring to you, or are you fired up for it? 617-779-7937. Simple. Is this Super Bowl boring, or are you fired up? Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter. If you want to DM me, I read those on air as well. Text line 617-779-7937. I'll read those when we come back. Does this Super Bowl feel boring, or are you fired up? Your calls on this all show long. We are rocking and rolling till 6. Roll with us. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's David with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on What's Trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins are getting set to face the Vegas Golden Knights at 3:30 p.m. today. This will be the team's first matchup of the season. The Celtics are on the road at Madison Square Garden tonight to face the Knicks. Tip-off is set for 8:30 p.m. The Seas are 1-0 against the Knicks so far this year. The Boston College men's basketball team is preparing to play Syracuse at 3 p.m. today. Should be tipping off any minute now. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Super Bowl 59 between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs kicks off tomorrow from New Orleans at 6:30 p.m. You can hear Westwood One's coverage of the game right here on WEEI. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience coming to you on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Snow is in the air, though. You can feel it, can't you? It's kind of got that cold, dry, quiet before the storm. You can feel it. It's coming. So far, listen, I've lived here now in Boston for 3 years, right? And, you know, I always tell people, so far it's been Maryland snow. Like, I'm from Maryland, right? So when I got the job here, I was very concerned. I was very concerned. This is a true story. I came to audition at Nesson, right? And I think it was February. It might have been around this time of the year. For some reason in my head, I think it was like late February, though. I don't remember the exact date. But I know it was February. And I came up here. I stayed like two nights. I think I came up, flew in, spent the night. I had my audition early. No. Came up, spent the night, had my audition like later in the afternoon. Spent that night and then flew out the next day, right? So I get up here. It's cold as all get out. It is brick outside. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I was prepared for that mentally. And then I did my audition, came back to my hotel. I think I ate dinner somewhere by the hotel. Brick. Didn't watch any news. Didn't know anything. Went to bed, caught my flight the next day, and rolled out. I swear to you. I landed back. I think I flew out of D.C. I landed back at D.C. that next day that next morning. And by the time I got back home, I was unpacking my bag from the Nesson audition. And I had the local news on, D.C. news. And they're like, hey, you know, cold streak coming in. Thanks to our friends up in the Northeast. Boston just got like a foot of snow. I'm like, what? When? I literally just flew out within hours. So apparently the morning I flew out, this is how I was scared shackless to move here. The morning I flew out after my Nesson audition, it snowed like right after I left. And you guys got a foot that fast by the time I had landed and like unpacked by like that evening, we'll call it. And I was like, what in the hell? So I told myself right then and there, I said, you know what? If I don't get that Nesson gig, it's all right. You know, I don't need to be Frosty the Snowman. I'm cool. And then sure enough, like clockwork, I get the job. So, of course, I'm excited. Of course, I'm fired up. What an honor to come to Boston, such a great sports town, and work at a network like Nesson. And at that time, I had no idea I'd be on WEEI. Oh, my God. I mean, if you had told me that, I would have keeled over. You mean to tell me I'm going to work at Nesson and WEEI? So, naturally, I'm fired up. The snow is the last thing I'm thinking of. But once that initial excitement rubbed off, oh, man, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Because let me tell you something. You know, you folks here, like when I got here and I started admitting to people how shook I was of Boston winters, you guys were like, well, Maryland gets snow. D.C. gets snow. What's the problem? No. It is cold. We get cold just like it does here, but we do not get the snowfall. When it snows in Maryland, if it's 2 to 4, maybe 6 inches, everything shuts down and everyone panics. Everyone buys bread and milk. Everyone's like very concerned. Here, at least most of you growing up, in fact, I'll open the phone lines for this. I may hit a nerve with this one. Call me for this, 617-779-7937. I'm going to tell you something. I know everyone listening right now, when you grew up, I need stories of you going to school or going to work when it was snowing out. Can you please call me and tell me the truth? Because this new age Boston stuff, like my kids, Lord willing, are going to grow up here. So I have an 8 and a 6-year-old. And I told you I've been here 3 years. So you do the math. So I pray that I never leave. And I'm on NESN and WEEI for the rest of my career. That's what I would love. Honest to God. If that happens, then my kids grew up here. You understand what I'm saying? They were born in D.C., but they grew up here. And I'm telling you, my kids, if they grow up here, are going to be way softer than you were. Because I know you guys went to school when it snowed. I know you did. You had to. Or work or whatever. I know your responsibilities did not stop when it was snowing outside. Now, if there's a blizzard, that's different. But for the snows we've been getting in the 3 years since I've been here, I call it Maryland snow because I haven't seen with thine eyes a real snowstorm yet. Yet, anytime there is a threat of snow or sleet, school's canceled. And I'm like, what is this? Are you kidding? Please, I need you to educate me right now. If you grew up here, can you tell me what the hell happened? What happened? 617-779-7937. I want my kids to go to school when it's snowing. Like, what is this? This is very Maryland of you, and it's very confusing to me. Although I do appreciate, you know, I haven't had a big storm yet. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. So they're saying tonight it could get real, right? They're saying tonight. The latest I saw this morning, I was a bit hungover when I woke up, but I saw on the news they said 8 inches tonight, which is like, that is, I'm not going to lie to you, that's probably as much as I can go right now for snow totals. Like in my Maryland lifetime, because I lived there forever. I didn't live anywhere else. This is my first time leaving the nest. And I'm pretty sure I've never seen a foot of snow in my life, ever. And I am also pretty sure I've probably seen about 8, maybe 10, but I've never seen a foot at all. And I'll be honest with you, I hope I never do. I hope I never do. But I do want to be here, and if you know, hell with it. Listen, winter is coming. You know what I mean? King of the North stuff. 617-779-7937. We're talking sports here, but I like to talk life with you too. My kids are soft. I can't even believe it. School closed the other day because of the threat of snow. And I'm like, what? And I mean, listen, I get we all live in different areas. I know how New England works. You know what I mean? Like New Hampshire, you're going to get more, or up parts up in Maine or Western Mass, you're going to get rocked. But school districts are school districts, yes? So where I live, by the city, I mean, was there an inch? I don't even know if there was an inch. I think it covered the ground the other day. And they closed school before anything fell out of the sky. I couldn't even believe what was happening. So I need, please educate me. Like, what changed in society? I even understand, like, you don't want, you know, school buses and stuff like that out on the roads. But doesn't it have to, listen, let me give this area a lot of credit, too, before I take these phone calls. So in Maryland, let me go back to where I came from. Where I grew up, right? One of the reasons why, this is my hypothesis now that I've lived here. One of the reasons why Maryland and D.C. and certainly areas further south struggle with snow is because the roads suck. Like, I don't know why they can't get plowing and salting right. I really don't. Like, it can't be that hard, right? With respect to you guys. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but it doesn't feel like rocket science to me. Snow coming, lay down salt. Snow's here, plow the G-damn road, right? Am I wrong? I don't even want to be right, and I'm right. Okay, so we established that. For some reason, and I'm from here, so I could say this, Maryland's stupid, and they don't, I don't know what happens. Like, the roads suck, the side streets, forget it. Okay, so then, yeah, shut down school. You can't do anything, right? Here, let me give you all the credit on earth. Like, when the weather's bad, and I am scared, okay? Like, I, when I'm driving, I'm shook. Hands 10 and 3 on the wheel. I'm going to speed limit. I am scared. More of you New Englanders have flipped me the double bird during snow when I'm driving because I am that a-hole who's going so slow and scared and putt-putt in the slow lane. And meanwhile, you're like, dude, I got to get to work. I'm running late. Get the hell out of the way. I know you're not from here. Double bird. And I'm like, bro, you, how are you even driving? You're giving me the double bird. You should have your hands on the wheel. And the reason why is because you guys do a great job with your roads during snow. So I don't understand if it's itty-bitty snow, that's not putting the kids at harm, right? Like, the roads are clear. Just help me understand. 617-779-7937. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the Super Bowl, too, if you care. I started the show by saying I don't. I feel better. All right, let's do this. Let's go to Jim on line one. I appreciate all you guys calling in and helping a brother out, teaching me some things. Jim, I mean, listen, man, I feel like I want my kids to grow up here, but they're soft. Please tell me your generation used to go to school in the snow.
I did. I was born and raised in New Hampshire and went through the blizzard in 78, and I was born in 71, so I've seen snow, and I don't want to sound cliche, but we used to go to school. We'd walk. If the buses weren't running, we'd walk to school. You know, I don't want to say we'd walk, you know, both sides uphill and put anything like that, but you just get through it. I mean, I work for Department of Public Works, and we have more snow coming tonight than we had it the other night, but the roads are fine here. You know, as long as they keep up with it, the buses should still keep running and the kids should be able to get to school.
Yeah. Otherwise,
they'll be going to school in June instead of now.
Yeah, no question. Listen, I wanted to give everyone who works the road crews credit because I really don't know. I wish I knew someone back home that I could get on the phone and ask why is my home state handle it so poorly compared to here? And it's obviously just reps, right? Because New England gets it right. So thanks for all the hard work you do and everyone that works the road crews out here in New England. You do a great job. All right, David, let's go to line two. My man, Bob. Bob, what's up with this? I mean, these kids are soft, aren't they, Bob?
I would have to agree with you. I grew up in this area my whole life. The only time we didn't have school was the blizzard of 78. And we went to school, you know, the old uphill both ways and everything else. But I don't know what it was. Of course, we had a superintendent of schools that was 6'9" and didn't cancel school unless the snow reached his knees. So.
Wow. Appreciate the call, Bob. I got an interesting text on the text line. Weigh in on this if this is true. This is interesting. And I actually heard this on a call about this too. So they always used to delay, you know, even with small amounts of snow, but they gave up because the kids didn't go to school. So what would happen is they would delay school and then a lot of kids just wouldn't show up. So now schools are just like, screw it. You know, we're canceled for the day. Is that true? So, okay, so that is unique to hear. If all of you can agree on that and say amen to that, that is unique to hear. Because in Maryland, we would delay and everyone went. I remember being a kid and being so disappointed with delays. I hated delays because it made it worse. Delays was like the ultimate tease. You couldn't sleep in because they wouldn't announce it, right? Like, and here's a, oh my God, I'm about to go off. I might do this the rest of the, I almost cussed, right? I might do this the rest of the show. In fact, thinking back to this, we didn't have text messages and like all this technology. We had to watch the news like the NFL draft, like a ticker at the bottom, okay? And where I lived in Maryland started with an S, St. Mary's County, Maryland. I had to wait, and it drove me nuts. So you had to wake up on time like you would going to a regular school day, right? And then you're watching the stupid TV, like the NFL draft ticker, and then you'd see 2-hour delay, and you're like, oh, great, because your parents would get pissed because it ruins their day, right? And then you still have to go to school, so you're equally pissed. The best was no school. That's what that now you're living. All right. This is therapeutic, man. 617-779-7937. So if they were delaying schools here and no kids were showing up, then, yeah, I mean, I guess close school. Let's go to Dave on line three. Oh, I have two Daves here. We'll go Dave on line three first. Dave, are these kids soft or what?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, well, I guess that covers that. Let's go to our other Dave. All right, so this Dave is from the D.C. area. What's up, brother?
I went to school down there, and if it threatened to snow, they let the schools out.
Yeah, man.
And I drove around town with my 1970 Nova with terminal body rot, and but I had 15-inch snow tires on it, and I drove around, and I was down there in 1980 when they had that blizzard.
Yeah,
down there that shut the whole town down, and I just drove around, and they were looking at me like, "You, what the hell are you doing?"
Yeah, man.
But it was, down there they don't get, if they get snow, they shut everything down.
Yeah. Yeah, believe me, I know. I was from that. Now, I wasn't born, I think he said 1980 blizzard or something. I wasn't born yet. I had established earlier in this rant, my friend, that, I never lived through any blizzards at all. I haven't had any blizzard experience. I think the most snow totals I've ever had in my life down in that Maryland area was like 8 inches of snow. And that was, I mean, everything was shut down for a week, brother. I'm not denying there was some blizzard of 80 or whatever you said. I just wasn't around yet. I think probably the worst, storm ever. We had like an ice storm once, and that was not great. Cause you know, ice is a beast, man. Ice shut everything down. So everything was closed. We lost power for a week. But I tell you one thing, that's where I learned my parents were badass. Cause my dad would go out and, put all of our, because the power was out, he took everything out of the fridge and he would go out and like bury all this stuff in the snow so it didn't go bad. And then, my mom would like build a fire. We had a big fireplace, so she'd build a fire, and then they'd bring in food and like unthaw it and cook it in the fireplace. And I was like, man, this is full-blown Swiss Family Robinson. We were like the black Swiss Family Robinson. It was fantastic. That's when I learned my parents were badass. But I've never dealt with a blizzard, and I hope to never. Let's go to Ralph on line four. David, we are rocking today, brother. What's up? What's up, Ralph?
They are very soft. Grew up in the 70s. Grew up in military brat. I was down in North Carolina and Virginia. had grandparents that lived in Glen Burnie and Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, if you wanted to have a snowball fight down in Virginia after school, you had to scrape the snow off the roof and put it in a garbage can. Hopefully, it would stay there for later. I mean, then it turns all ice, and then it hurts. But now up here, living up here, been living up here, was a mailman up here in this Maine for 32 years, delivered a letter carrier all 32 years, walking route, walking through blizzards, getting up, plowing out your driveway at 1 o'clock in the morning to get to work on time so you can get the mail out. In 32 years, only was sent home twice. They shut it down.
Wow.
It was so bad. But getting up and then walking 8 to 10 hours through the snow, through people's mailboxes that weren't shoveled out up to their house, and then driving all the way back home and then having to snow blow your driveway to get back in home. So, they're soft.
Yep,
they're
no doubt. Soft. Hey, you're a hardworking American, Ralph. Appreciate the call. David, I'm having too much fun. I want to take these two, then I'll go to break. Let's go to Dave on line one. Dave, I need a winter story from you, brother. Got to do it quick.
Okay. I got it this time. So I'm a 60-year-old man, and back in the winter of 78, I was 13 years old. I had a paper route, right? Mm-hmm. And so I remember walking, I don't know, it had to be a mile, we'll say. It was from Faye's Bridge to the trailer park, and my feet were almost as high on the snowbanks as the cars that were going by. So this is what we used to go through. That's what kids did back then.
Wow. Yeah, man. Way different now. Here's a fascinating text. The number of plow drivers has decreased significantly, so we have to delay or cancel. That is interesting. But I get that because you're not getting as much snow as you did back in the day, right? So that does make sense. Here's another text. It's not the kids' fault. It's the pansy snowflake administrators. Yeah, but it's making the kids soft. Let's go to Kent online, too. Then I'll go to break before David punches me in the face. Kent, what's up, brother? Got to make it fast.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I grew up in Aroostook County in Maine, the northernmost county in the eastern United States. And Caribou, Maine is up there all the time with the most snow in the U.S. When they say that snow is up to, like, the power lines and stuff, like, literally half of my life, that was no exaggeration. And we'd still go to school and maybe get out half day or whatever. But, yeah, no, it's definitely changed a lot, even up there with how they do things with school and everything. But it was definitely interesting growing up there. But loved it because we get to go home on our snowmobiles.
Whoa, now that's kick-ass. I love Maine, man. I haven't been up to that northern part you're talking about, but I've done Portland, like that old Orchard Beach area. I've gone to that Allagash brewery over there. Like, I love Maine. Maine's really cool. I actually love everywhere I've been in New England. I've been to Rhode Island a bunch, Providence, Newport. I'm trying to think of where I haven't been yet. I haven't done New Hampshire yet, and I haven't done Vermont yet. Does Connecticut even count? Like, that's weird to me. Someone call me about that too. Someone teach me that. Is Connecticut even New England? It's kind of strange to me. 617-779-7937. Oh yeah, if you want to talk Super Bowl, 617-779-7937. Listen, I appreciate you guys calling. I threw up a bat signal there, and I feel like everyone in New England called me. You guys really like me, and I like you. I'm just a little scared of the snow. Other than that, I'm a great guy. When we come back, we'll talk Super Bowl or snow, whatevs. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
All right, here we go. Travis Thomas Experience. The phone lines have lit up like a Christmas tree. 617-779-7937. We're talking a multitude of things. First and foremost, we're talking New England snow stories. This Marylander needs to get educated around here because my kids are growing up soft. I mean, they're closing school for the threat of snow. What the hell is going on? I know most of you lived through the blizzard of 78. All kinds of stuff. So hit me up, 617-779-7937. The text line's going crazy. I mean, people are taking shots at Connecticut because I said, is Connecticut even part of New England? One texter said, we don't respect Connecticut here. It's just a road between NYC and Boston. Most real New Englanders only consider a small part of Connecticut to be part of New England, just beneath the Berkshires. The rest is part of the tri-state New York, Jersey, and Connecticut area. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Here's another one. Hey, Travis, we went to school in the snow, born in the late 50s. No school buses in those days. Blizzards of 78. Snowmageddon 2015. I lived through it all. I mean, I need this. Inject this into my veins. We're also talking Super Bowl. Is it boring this year or am I tripping? All that and more. If you're on hold, stick with me. You're batting leadoff to start next hour. So next hour, New England snow stories, Super Bowl preview. I mean, we got all the business. Travis Thomas Experience. WEEI.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.